sir, will you allow me to help you?
There's no need to.
There's no need. Did I ask for your help? I'm sorry, I just wanted to help. Ah, you're hungry. I'm going to feed you now. Wait a minute. Here. Eat up. Here you go. Hey, fatso, stop eating it all up. Let the others eat it as well. Ah, come on, eat. Were you too shy? Don't be shy. Here you are.
Careful you don't fall in and drown.
Oh. Yes, sir. Is that you? Yes, sir. What are you doing here?
Since when's it polite to ask? What are you doing here instead of hello?
Oh, sir, hello. How are you? How are you?
You fine?
I'm fine. Why did you come so secretly? I was starting to lose hope.
And why were you losing hope?
Well, that's it. There was no news of you. All this time, I thought you'd gone forever. Did you check on Sayed Razi?
No, haven't told anyone yet. I mean, I came to you first.
Well done.
If you're too busy, I'll go to the bazaar.
No, I'm not busy. Just feeding the fish. Here. You're very welcome. You stay here, I'll bring you some tea.
No, I don't want
that's
tea.
That's no trouble. It's
I know
no
it's
trouble.
No trouble. I'd tell you if I wanted tea. You got a room for me?
Yes, we've got rooms, but we don't give rooms to Mashadis.
No, I'm serious.
What do you mean you're serious? Do you really want a room? What for? After all this time you've come up here, what do you want a room for? Are you okay?
I'm fine. Well, if you don't have a first class ready, it doesn't matter.
Have you ever come here and been uncomfortable? Have you ever come here to check on us? Where were you all this time?
Where could I have been?
And whenever I came to see you, either you weren't there and stood me up, or you never answered my calls.
Forgive me.
Well, we miss you. Me, Sayed Razi, all of us.
Well, now I'm here, promise you won't grumble anymore.
All right, I won't anymore. So, how are you? Are you okay?
Okay. Do I look okay?
Well, you look as if you're fidgety. You're acting strange.
How? I'm in a wheelchair. Poor me, right?
Did I say that?
Tell me the truth. Didn't you feel sorry for me when you first saw me?
No. Why should I feel sorry for you? You? For a year you just disappeared, and now you come here and you want me to feel sorry for you?
I've got a favour to ask you. Because we're close friends, please do this for me.
What?
Don't ask me why I'm here, and don't tell anyone.
Oh, it seems it's not just your legs. Your brain has shut down as well. Oh, God. How long did you say it would take?
I didn't say it. The doctors did. At least a year and a half.
A year and a half is great. That's not much.
A year and a half only for two steps.
Well, yes, you can't expect everything to sort itself out in a fortnight.
It can be destroyed in a fortnight.
Well, answer them so they won't worry about you anymore.
Whether I answer them or not, they're always worried.
You know best.
Hello. Hi, how are you? Are you okay? Yes, thanks.
Oh, Miss Padada. Miss Padada. Come here for a minute. Come and see who's here. Come.
Who is it?
Did I ask Miss Ticket and Miss Reservation to come as well? Do you even know this man? I called for Miss Padada. Get back to work.
You two go back to work. Go on.
Come. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, Mum.
Well, yes, sir. How are you?
sorry I can't stand up. How are you?
Thank you. It's temporary, right?
I don't think so.
No way. If you went like a grown-up to the physiotherapist and all that...
If I go like a grown-up for physiotherapy, I might be able to take two steps.
Well, it starts from two steps, then slowly you'll progress. Don't worry.
I'll go and bring you some tea.
What happened?
Has your life ever turned upside down? And like this? Have you ever thought to yourself, it would have been better to die than to live like this?
Tell me, is this a competition?
Competition?
Are we trying to determine who has had the worst luck or something, huh?
If we were competing, obviously I'd win.
Okay, let's start.
You mean I'm competing against you?
Yes, against me.
Okay. In a race, I lost control of the car. The car flipped. Many have had accidents worse than that, but nothing happened to them. My spine was damaged. Both legs dead. No more driving, no more rallying, no living. Till when? God knows. Shall I go on? Please don't pity me.
Did I say I pity you?
Well, no, but...
Nope, there are no buts. You said of yourself it's a competition. Now let me start. A few months ago I found out that I have cancer.
Oh, fate. Here you are.
I could have stopped many things, but I didn't.
Cancer?
No, a damaged spine. You see? They're both horrible, but it's not the end. And it's not up to us to stop it.
Yes. You see, you have to be audacious like Miss Padadar. Audacious. I mean, to be strong in life, to fight with the illness. Like her, do you see?
Still, you can get up and come to work. What about me? I can't stand, let alone get in a car.
I thought I was going to die. Why should I come to work? I can't stop cancer and I can't stop life, can I?
At least you're standing.
No, come on, listen, yes, sir. If all you want is to win, well, that's another story. Excuse me, I'll get back to work. Yes, sir? Don't go off and disappear for another 2 years, okay?
I promise.
Goodbye. Sir? Sir, excuse me?
I don't plan on getting married. Well, I do, but not like this. I want to marry someone else.
I have nothing to do with you, sir.
I'm sorry. Oh. Is this a prank?
No. Do you know a Mr. Ruzzy?
There he is, right there.
Thank you.
What a bridezilla.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Excuse me, is Rosie in?
Did you have an appointment?
An appointment for what?
For a picture. We don't take wedding pictures here, but that's okay.
No, sir, I've made no appointments. I've come to see him.
Come to see him? Oh, please wait here for a second. Grandfather?
Yes?
Could you please come here for a minute?
Excuse me, didn't a man come in here today? Oh, hello.
Well, 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 well. Hello, my dear girl. So, congratulations are in order.
I'm glad you weren't afraid.
Who's afraid of a bride for me to be afraid of
what
one?
What can I say? Whoever sees me today gets a fright.
Son, go and get the studio ready. Okay, we're ready. So, where's the groom?
I thought he was with you.
With me? Are you sure he was coming here?
I'm Yasser's wife.
Yasser?
Yasser Tahiri.
Oh, Yasser Tahiri. Yes, she's talking about our own Yasser. So congratulations. Oh, I'm so glad. So he's married off then.
Then he hasn't been here?
No, my girl, he hasn't. Shouldn't you two be together?
grandfather. Is Yasser Tahiri the one
yes,
who...
Yes, son. Yes, yes. He's a champion now. Yes. He's Fahid's friend. He used to come here. That's how we met each other. He'd come every 2 or 3 months. But he hasn't come here for a year now. I guess he was busy with marriage and the wedding.
Actually,
and all that
I saw him today, but he didn't recognise
me. Where?
Right here in the bazaar. And I read about the incident in the newspapers. I'm very sorry.
What's happened, son? Tell me at least.
No, nothing's wrong. The truth
Today's
is...
Today's our wedding. He should have picked me up 2 hours ago, but I don't know where he is.
You read this in the newspapers?
No, not this.
Well, I thought he'd be with you, because for a while now he's been thinking of coming to you, but then he suddenly changed his mind.
My dear girl, would anyone leave his bride on his wedding day to come to me?
Yes, has changed a lot, Haji.
Last time I saw him, he was heading for the hotel. Let me ask Fahid. I'll let him know.
It's been a year since he's been here. You know, I thought something must have happened to him.
Many things have happened, Haji.
Oh?
Today is our wedding, and he left this morning okay. and won't answer anyone's calls, even mine.
Oh,
we don't know where he's gone.
Yasser wasn't like this before. He's a good boy. What's happened, my girl?
Vahid says he's with him, but not to tell anyone.
No.
You see, Haji, I told you he's changed.
The hotel right here.
No, wait a minute, wait a minute. Let me go. Didn't you say he wanted to come and see me? So I'll go and see him first. What's wrong with that?
Haji.
Yes?
Tell him all this time he's been hiding away, I've been sitting waiting for him. Tell him today's not the day for playing hide and seek.
Don't worry about it. You sit here comfortably and rest, and I'll bring him right away. Yes, my girl. Don't worry.
Please, sit down.
What's happened?
Hello, Syed.
Mr. Yasser Tahiri, shouldn't you be somewhere else right now?
Razzy.
I'm not going to hear another word.
I wanted to come and see you.
I know. You've been wanting to for a year. Long time no see.
Don't embarrass me, Razzy. I was busy.
Yes, I can see. And you're still busy. If you weren't busy... Why would you leave your bride and relatives and the ceremony on your wedding day and come and see your old friends?
How did you find out? When that incident happened, we should have cancelled everything.
Didn't you promise me that you'd be careful in your rally games? Then what happened?
You hadn't heard?
If I had, would I have waited to see you a year later? That Vahid knew and didn't tell me?
But it wouldn't matter if we'd seen each other a year later. This hadn't happened, right?
Oh, dear God.
Because of what's happened to me, I can't walk. And you'd pity me and come and visit me, wouldn't you?
Who talked about pity? Did I say anything to suggest that?
Well, it's true. And if it wasn't that, then Ned, I should have left me a year ago.
Is Nedar the bride-to-be?
Yes.
If Nedar was going to leave you, she wouldn't be walking in the streets in her wedding dress looking for the groom, would she? She's in my shop now. She wanted to come, but I didn't let her. I told her to wait until I'd spoken with you.
I didn't ask her to stay. When this happened, I told her to go and forget all about me.
Shh, lower your voice. What did she want?
Oh, she's stubborn.
You're worse than her.
Razzie, I can't. Why doesn't anyone understand that I can't? It's better I back out now than leave her a year later.
Shh, not so loud. Talk quietly. My dear son, a promise isn't something you break that easily.
Promises were for when this hadn't happened yet.
Did you promise her with your legs?
Razzie, if you had a daughter, would you let her destroy her life with someone like me?
No, I wouldn't. If I knew he'd run off on his wedding day, no, I wouldn't allow it.
Razzie, don't. How can I explain this?
Stop trying so hard. Did they say you'd stay like this forever? Can't you get treatment, medication or something? Is there no hope at all?
No, sir. The doctor said if he has physiotherapy, he'll be fine in a year and a half.
Maybe for a couple of steps.
You're young. You have time, ambitions. At least try. You were a champion. Promise me. Promise me, yes, sir. I'll go and send the girl in. I beg you, don't disappoint her.
Now you're hiding your marriage from me. If I'd known why you came here, that very second you entered, well, I would have... Hello, can I help you? Yes, Hotels I Air. Of course. Give me a name, please. I'll write it down. Yes. You said the 15th. 15 people. And all double beds. Okay. So how can I give double beds to 15 people? That's like 7.5. With you included, it's 60. Yes. Okay. Hold on a sec. Can I help you? Yes, sir. Oh. Congratulations. Welcome. Yes, I've written it down. Yes.
I told you a year ago, a month ago, a week ago. I'm telling you again now.
And I gave you an answer. But it's different from now on. From today, your life isn't just yours anymore.
Neda, why are you being so stubborn?
I'm the stubborn one, right? Is this the time to be stubborn? Why should I be?
Because of me. Me.
The only person who's being stubborn is you.
I don't want to trick myself.
You mean I'm tricking you?
You feel sorry for me, Neda. Who in their right mind would want to live with somebody like me? I can't even take 2 steps. I can't get into a car. I can't walk beside my bride on my wedding day. You have to stand behind me and push me. Is that what you want?
I know very well what I want.
You don't know. None of you do. For a year, you've all been trying to do things to persuade me. Neda, you don't owe me anything. Yes, I know. I know promises were made. And I wanted to marry you. But that's over. When I wanted to marry you, I wasn't like this.
What's going on in your head, Yessa? Did you think I wanted to marry you for your driving? What were you thinking, disappearing this morning and not answering anybody's calls? Not mine, your mother's, or your brother's? Yes. Yes, for a year I did everything in my power to persuade you. But I don't pity you. Do you remember? A year ago in the hospital when you woke up, I was right there beside you. You turned towards me and you said you didn't want me to come again. Do you remember what answer I gave you? I said I didn't agree to marry you for a year, a month, or a day. I'm not in love with your driving or your championship. Do you get that?
I'm not that man anymore, and you know it.
Yes, I do know. You're not the Yasser I used to know. The Yasser I used to know wasn't weak. He wouldn't give up so easily.
Easy? Is this easy? Easy?
No, it's not. And I've left our family and guests to come and tell you that I know, darling, it's not easy, it's difficult. But the doctor said that you can. And that means what? It means it's possible only if you want to. You can walk. You have to practice and get up, go to the doctors on time. You can even drive. Don't all these people who don't have legs drive?
Oh, fate.
Your brothers have gone and fixed your car. They fixed it up so that you can use the clutch and brake with your hands. They wanted to give it to us as a wedding present. Oh, don't bow your head. You know what, Yessa? If you were going to sit on this chair your whole life like this, well, that would be a different story. I wouldn't have made my mind up so easily. But now it's only a year, maximum two. I will help you. If you want me to. Think about it. I'll go to Razzie's shop. I will wait for you. For the Yessa I'm in love with and knew before. Not the Yessa who sits in this chair and turns his back on everyone. First, make peace with yourself. And if you don't come, remember that it was you who backed out.
Be with you too. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you, darling.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Sonny, you're ready? Okay now. Smile. Look that way. Smile. Smile.
Okay now. Ready? Smile, please. Three, two, one.
Okay, now let's step aside and take a beautiful picture of the bride
yes, of
and groom.
See? You got into trouble at the end. Smile. Okay, bride and groom, smile. Ready? Three, two, one.
پشت همین پنجره تنهام بذار میخوام پر از نم نم بارون بشم جایی میونه بوی بودن و نبودن. میخوام تو این خاطر مهمون بشم، کبوتر مسافرم میگردم تو این گذر دنبال خاطراتم. اینجا پر از حال و هوای عشقه، هر جا بری مثل سایه بهاتم. جوانیامون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن. جوانیامون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن. من تو خودم گم شده بودم، اما من اومدم راه و نشونم بدی. تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه، من اومدم تا تو امونم بدی. تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه.